Good morning. My guests this morning are Catherine DeVries and Christine Walker from the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. Good morning, you two.
Good morning. Good morning.
So I have here a word, bibliophoria, which I think means being made very happy by books.
Exactly. Biblio, euphoria, but without the EU.
Right. So this is a major multifaceted show opening in Sebastopol tomorrow, really.
June 12th.
June 12th,
yes.
Right. There will be events on and off throughout the month of June. So talk a little bit about what both Sebastopolians and those coming to Sebastopol have in store during the month of June.
And it goes into July as well.
Into July, yes. Okay.
Well, maybe I should start with the exhibitions because since I'm the Visual Arts Director at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, we start off with the three exhibitions that are happening in our gallery, Galeta Gallery, Gallery 2, Gallery 3. So the Galeta Gallery has a juried exhibition that has been juried by the juror of the by the president of the San Francisco Center of the Book, and she selected work for us, and it will be really a beautiful show all about book arts and more than that. And then in Gallery 2, we are having I could let Christine talk about Gallery 2 because she explains it much better.
Okay. It's called Bound Together, Tablet to Tablet. It's about the history of the book and also looking toward the future of the book, asking questions like, what is a book? What is its future? How do books bring us together and communicate? And where have they been? Where have they taken us? So that will be an exhibit which will ask a lot of questions. It'll have some archival art from printmaking, and it's going to be really fun.
Right, and so Gallery 3 will have the Sonoma County Book Arts Guild who presents their work. So actually, fundamentally, this has been a biannual exhibition where it was all about book art. But then when we met Christine Walker, she really is passionate about books and about the city of Sebastopol and how people work together around the book. And this is how it really grew out to be a bibliophoria event where we have then different things happening.
Yes, and it had a lot to do initially with the local economy. The first year we did it in 2011, really to try to use books and arts and all of the wonderful creative people here to work towards stimulating the economy and working with the Center for the Arts and the local bookstores. So we also have the Street Printing Festival.
I was just going to ask about that.
You don't want to forget about that, which is it's a new thing for this town, and it's something that is done in other cities. And this will be a 3-ton pavement roller in the parking lot of the Center for the Arts, and which is just east of Ives Park. And all day long, there will be printmaking done from carved linoleum blocks. And participants need to take the carving workshop, which is on the website, bibliophoria.com. And there'll be artists and authors and publishers and various people with vendor tables. And it'll be a day of celebration. So we hope a lot of people come by.
This is wonderful for books. Books need this.
Yes.
Books mean an awful lot to me and have my whole life, and it's sad to see them neglected as they often are.
Well, that's one way to look at it. Another way, which we're trying to communicate in the show, is that really books have always changed. Technology, they were a carved tablet,
very
they were
true.
In stone, they were in clay, they were a scroll. Do you know that when codex, which is the stack of paper, took over from scrolls, it took hundreds of years, but it was considered a huge technological innovation.
Right.
So now we have binary code. We had codex, now we have binary code, which is putting books into mobile devices. But you know, we shouldn't look at it as what we've lost, but what we're gaining.
Excellent.
We are gaining more access to ideas and information, and more people have the ability to be a book, to make a book. And each of us have a book.
That's
in ourselves.
That's very true.
You know?
You can actually be an author all on your own steam rather than having
right.
to go to New York and persuade somebody.
But the key is that we do read other people's books and
right.
that we still frequent our local bookstores and that we celebrate these wonderful creations.
Right, and with
have.
Copperfields, we're very lucky to
we
have
are.
Great
we
bookstores
are.
Available
and they're a sponsor,
to us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thanks very much, you two, for coming in and telling us about Bibliophoria.
And it's bibliophoria.com.
Bibliophoria.com. I guess also sebarts.org will have
yes, you can
something
go there.
About it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And a telephone number, 829-4797. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.